You're listening to Works, a podcast all about the nitty-gritty mechanics behind everything big that we know and love here in 2016. My name is Alex Cruikshanks, and today's topic is Snapchat filters and, of course, Pokemon Go. It was 2014 when the idea of catching Pokemon in the real world was conceived, and while originally only an April Fool's Day collaboration, the idea of using over 20 years of nostalgia for success was still genius. So in the spring of 2016, the Pokemon Company partnered with Niantic Labs and finally brought Pokemon into the real world, and it took the population by storm. But what are Pokemon, and what is Pokemon Go? I took that essential question to the experts.
Pokemon Go is a game where you turn on your location on your phone and monsters pop up around your location, and then you use them to take over places of great interest.
You walk around, you know, hatch your eggs, go on a bike ride.
There's three teams, like a yellow team, a red team, and a blue team, and you have to, like, take over locations based on your team, and team with the most locations gets, like, prizes and stuff.
You run around in the real world, and there are stations where you can, like, get Pokeballs and stuff, and Pokemon spawn around the world, and you just try and catch them.
But that's not everything behind the game. What we're really here for is the tech. To put it simply, a GPS puts your avatar on a virtual map as you try and find these virtual Pokemon. When you do find one, the game turns on your camera and superimposes it right onto your surroundings with the use of this nifty thing called augmented reality. Augmented reality uses programming to overlay and input digital information and images into the real world. And it isn't a new invention. The NFL's been using it to put that virtual yellow line marker on game broadcasts since 1998. However, this is definitely the first time it's been such a forefront in pop culture. According to Google, the amount of times augmented reality has been searched skyrocketed the moment Pokemon Go was released. And Pokemon Go isn't even the first phenomenon to hop on this augmented reality train. In late 2015, the social media app Snapchat released an update featuring their Snapchat lenses, otherwise known as filters. For those who are unfamiliar, the Snapchat filters work like digital masks. Anything from a puppy dog face to glasses and makeup are projected right onto your selfies. Once again, these filters are an example of augmented reality being used purely for entertainment. However, they feature something Pokemon Go doesn't, and that's face feature detection. Just like augmented reality, computer vision isn't something new. Its creation dates back over 50 years to the vision pioneered for artificial intelligence. It's all based around something called the Viola-Jones algorithm, which uses areas of contrast in the face to pick out facial features. With this, computers are able to take all the colors they assign to each individual pixel and say, this is the bridge of the nose, which is lighter than the sides of the nose, and so on, thus finding the face. But Snapchat needs more than just a face to apply the mask. It needs to find exactly where each feature is. This is where something called an active face model comes into play. It's a statistical model whose borders and features have all been individually marked with coordinate-like points. And with these, Snapchat is finally able to fit the model to the face and apply the augmented reality mask. And the best part about all of these things, Pokemon Go, the masks, they wouldn't be possible without the tech we have today. In previous years, the idea of augmented reality in real time seemed impossible, but now it's all done from the phones in our pockets. And it's only gonna get bigger and better, more advanced from here. However, we can save all of that for a different episode. For WHJE, this has been Alex Cruikshanks. For more podcasts like this, visit our website, whje.com.